Ancient word, ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come, we've overcome, oh, let the ancient word ourselves as vessels.
We bring like a container.
Vessels that need to be filled with the reality of your presence.
Container where need for let them full them with God in reality.
The reality of your word.
The reality within inside God in word.
Not in a theological concept, but
not a plan book where we shall be.
But in the reality of a living personality.
Not the reality of person where they are alive.
Father, we submit our minds unto you this evening.
Father God, we give you mind, we think into
we you. We ask that you put your presence ever before us that we might be cognizant of our responsibilities to hear.
We pray that you will put your presence always before we make we will catch up there we need for your ear.
Father, I am very much aware.
Papa God, I really know that
it is not the words that I speak, but it is the spirit that is in the words.
Not on waiting at the talk, but at the spirit where they be and waiting at the talk.
Therefore, those words must be of you and not of myself.
So then what then they is for come up from you, not from myself.
So Father, I just present myself to you this evening.
So Papa, just give myself to you this evening.
Cleanse my mind.
Clean me mind.
Cleanse my emotions.
Clean me feelings.
And Father, let my desires be even as your desire.
Make what you want be what you want.
I pray for the ears.
We pray for the ears.
Not the ears of our head, but the ears of our heart.
Not only yes within our body, but the yes within it that we act.
For it is very plain, and the scripture says many times in Revelation.
it clear, because the revelation of plenty sent it.
Let he that heareth, let him that have ears hear what the Spirit of the Lord would say. We just come to you by the blood of Jesus.
We just come to you through Jesus in blood.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I don't know how many of you were here. I think it was day before yesterday. But I begin to give you some history of the church. Not the history as in books, but the history as in heritage.
Not on the history where they write in a book, but on the history where we get.
And the time frame. And the outpouring many times of the Spirit of God on the church.
And the time where bound with, and how the Spirit of God they put on plenty ten at the church.
And how every time God moved.
And how plenty ten where God in the move.
The devil came in to counteract.
The devil in kind side for come block what in God they do.
And his objective was to stop you.
Hallelujah.
But what we know concerning the devil is that if you want something in God, he cannot stop you.
Not that if you want something inside God, he's not able to stop you.
I said if you want something.
I said if you want something.
I'm not talking about materialistic things. I'm talking about a spiritual reality of who and what God is.
And they talk about the spiritual understanding where you get of who that God really truly be.
Because I'm very much aware that God is opening a door between time and eternity.
Because me, I'm not good to say God they open door.
Hallelujah.
Between the time where they live and eternity where they set go.
That may seem a little like science fiction. Maybe, I don't know. But we have many examples of it in the scripture.
But we get a couple examples of that inside the word of God.
The first example was when God created Adam before the fall in his fellowship with Adam.
Now the way God made Adam and
Hallelujah.
Adam in his relationship with God.
Adam is basically, in one sense, a product of time.
Adam, God make him, and the way he make him, it work by time.
And he was governed by time.
Now time is the controller.
However, God was eternal.
Both God and God were they so stable.
Yet it says that in the cool of the evening.
But still yet it just says, when evening time come, when the place come down.
Eternity and time.
Life,
walked and talked together.
Life where they last so pleasant.
Hallelujah.
And life where get limit and boundary to meet up and then they get communion.
And when you begin to think of it in that context.
When you begin to think about that, not way we're talking to.
Not in the context of a God talking to a man.
Not on that understanding, say, this God. They talk to what a man.
But you're talking about the eternity that is God.
But you look at from the way that God now in power and God said they so terrible.
Talking to a man who is subjugated to his environment and limited by time.
God when last so terrible, they talk to mortal man.
Hallelujah.
Lock her up in a boundary.
Hallelujah. Amen. It can begin to give you some understanding of the possibilities that you have in God.
Then it will begin to give you little a sense of what is possible that God can do by you.
We are very horizontally orientated.
All we do the thing, now this way no more, we know the thing go up.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Whereas God has no boundaries.
But this God want to talk about, we don't get to where the block comes.
We are very much aware of our inabilities.
Until we can make we're not able to do something.
God is limitless potentialities.
Hallelujah.
And the devil does not want you to think in the context of eternity and time.
The devil is not one for that you think about eternity and a life with a last possible and time.
How that as how you as a human being
was, how you as mortal man
was created in a lower environment, in a lower element.
They make you that the level will not pass all.
But that you were created for an eternal purpose.
But that God make you for a reason way for death so take go.
And that position or that place of eternity.
That place there, where we talk about life where will last so take go.
Is only limited by what you believe.
You will get them by what you believe.
If you let your environment convince you.
If you make what you say around you convince you, say.
That is the only reality.
Say what you need to do to matter my eye. And I don't want you to hear no more.
And the power that it has of life over you.
And that thing where they feel to you, eye. Now you don't want to get the power over you.
You will not come to the full potential of what it is that God has given you in the aspect of being born again.
You're not going to reach the full understanding and the power within inside. That's where God put inside, say, where you be born again.
Hallelujah. Amen. Because when you become born again,
because when you accept Jesus that you live and be born again,
it's not that you just have eternity in front of you.
Not to say you get life but you will go last so bigger no more before you.
You have eternity inside of you.
You get life will go last so bigger same way so inside you.
And it's the same eternity.
Amen. Now that same life they will last so bigger
that walked and talked with Adam.
Maybe they come and can talk and walk out with Adam.
Hallelujah. Amen. And there's something else that you have to understand about this eternal aspect of God.
Something says there where you need to understand about this God where they're talking about.
Is its creative power, its creative force.
Now this God says he able to make something happen. And you get power for one.
As we are reading in Genesis chapter 1.
As we are reading in Genesis chapter 1.
Hallelujah. We see that every time God said.
We see say any time when God said something.
Something was created.
I see talk, something they happen and something they make.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, put the concept of time and eternity and the eternity of time that is inside of you.
Put that understanding there. Where
hallelujah.
But time and life when they last so to go. And put that life when they last so to go inside you and think them.
What it means is that you have the same creative power.
What does that mean? It means that you and me get the power.
Hallelujah. There is power in the aspect of the Word of God.
Power there inside God in words.
As you believe in the Spirit of God.
I see you believe that God is Spirit.
Concerning what the Word of God says.
Concerning what God in words tells.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right, I'll give you a perfect example of it.
Okay, they can do an example where.
Somewhere along the line.
Along the way.
You as a sinner.
You,
living in a world full of sin,
you did tap in a world met, so sin
met somebody who was a living soul.
You met somebody when get life inside soul.
I mean, they were somebody who had an experience with Jesus Christ.
You meet up somebody when.
Hello, are you listening to me? Hallelujah.
Amen.
And they begin to tell you about Jesus Christ.
And that person they begin to talk to you about Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And there may have been some resistance to it.
Sometimes there you not been listening to the person say.
But as the person continued to speak.
But as the person continued to talk to you.
The words that he was saying were not necessarily words that you are accustomed to as far as what the reality of what they are. Hello? Hallelujah. Maybe somewhere before this, somebody else had come to you to speak to you about God. And what they said to you did not provoke what was now happening concerning what was being said. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What was the difference? Hallelujah. The difference was that one of them had the concept or the essence of life and the reality of the word.
The difference that at one for them we understand what they talk and we don't experience like a life by what they talk.
And they were believing in that word.
And if they believe inside of what they.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And their belief was generating an energy that was moving into your soul.
And what did the person believe in the middle?
Hallelujah.
Where they walk in.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And even as they spoke,
and as they fucking talk,
it began to create within you the ability to believe. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And as you would say, as they said what they were saying,
as the person talk with the person they talk to you,
that creative power entered your soul and energized you to respond.
That power there, when it makes
hallelujah. 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 It's a lot like a midwife. You know what a midwife is, right? Hallelujah. Who assists in the delivery of the child. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So there is the ability that you have in that little bitty practical example of the creative power that is in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many times have you had the urge to speak to somebody about God?
You don't get pushed inside you for what's up to somebody about God.
And you resisted.
And you don't believe.
Oh, it may be too embarrassing.
Or you
didn't think it was the right time.
Or you think it's not the right time.
Or there were too many people around.
Or people in Boku.
Or you would feel uncomfortable.
Or you don't feel comfortable.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
All those feelings are the devil working to stop the creative power that is in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Did you hear me?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you have to understand how the mechanics of the thing works.
You get to understand how this thing.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So if you do not respond, you have just deprived someone of the ability to believe.
If you don't grieve or do what you do,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. So God is moving to bring the reality of this concept of time and eternity.
It is move to bring the reality
hallelujah.
Of eternity.
And that time is subject to eternity.
And that time
hallelujah.
Is eternity.
We have at least two classic examples of it.
We get two main examples then.
There was a battle that Israel was fighting.
One fits me the way Israel, the best.
And I believe it was Joshua who was leading them.
And not Joshua been there before by the fact.
And they needed more daylight.
Then we need for the place bright small.
Now, as you know, the sun has a time frame.
And to that sun
And
let them where they shine, let them where they go back.
And it determines night and day, along with a bunch of other things.
And that thing there, night.
Hallelujah. I want you to think about it just for a moment.
I want you to think about that small.
Do you know how many things were involved in stopping the sun?
You know almost being involved by wait, stop sun, make sun normal.
You're talking about the ecliptical orbit of the earth around the sun.
You need to talk about all the power, the span, the
you're talking, you're talking about the ecliptical orbit of the moon around the earth.
You need to think about all the things that when they make the moon, they move.
You are talking about even the essence of the rotation of the earth.
You need to talk about the power where
and all of the things that go into those mechanics.
And all the things that make happen for them, all the things that they
all the things that are subject to that movement.
All the things are somewhere.
Not only. Not only. The earth in its rotation and everything in reference to the sun, but the whole galaxy.
Not only one number where the grief of
hallelujah.
The sun is born,
and
the one
and the things that are governed by that movement.
And it clean them where that movement says
hallelujah. Your gravity.
Do you see when they make you work on a
if bus? It's not doing what it's supposed to do, you would be flying off of the, you would be
if
floating up and flying off
the
earth. Hallelujah.
You could just say Jesus and suspend you.
Hallelujah. But one man had the audacity.
He get the guts.
Had the ability to believe.
He get the power inside us for belief.
In the word of God that was given to him to say to God, hold the stand still. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the sun stood still.
And the sun did not exist.
And as far as we know, there were no catastrophes geologically or in any way or any form. Hallelujah. 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 Creative power that man has. Hallelujah. And there was yet this other king of Israel. This other king of Israel.
Another king in there when I Israel.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He wanted a sign from God.
If he wants, let God get a sign.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he asked the God to turn the sun backwards.
So he asked God the sun come to him.
Did you hear it?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Time went backwards. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh my goodness. You try. You know what that's like? That's like driving down in the street in heavy traffic here. And all of a sudden you slam on the brakes and put it in reverse. And then step on the gas.
You put on the brake. You put on the reverse.
Huh?
And you move.
What's going to happen?
What is happening? You
will
just bang on that.
Hallelujah. And yet God turned time backwards for a man.
But still, Papa God made time go
back. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, we do God a disservice in how we handle what it is that he has given us.
We don't work for God, right?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We God wants to elevate our minds.
God wants us to mind with thinking God up.
God wants to bring us yet into a higher level of maturity.
God wants us to thinking God up to a high level of maturity.
One of the reasons why God does not reveal or give us the power.
One reason why make God not a give me or show me in power, say,
that is within us.
Whether inside we
by virtue of our new birth.
Because we don't come for
hallelujah.
We don't get new born. We don't get new born
as a living soul.
and we sold their life.
When you became born again,
that's the way you accept Jesus.
You were now made as a living soul.
God made you for they sold their life.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And you now find yourself in the same position and in the same place as Adam was when he was created.
Now you find yourself now that
Hallelujah.
Same position where God made Adam today.
It says that Adam was a living soul. Hallelujah. And I want to show you some of that creative power that was demonstrated. Hallelujah. And the scripture is very specific. It says that God brought all of the beasts before Adam.
It says God brings all them beasts that come before Adam.
To see.
To make Adam look.
Did you hear? Well, it wasn't Adam who was looking. I don't know.
Adam in the loop.
God.
God feel how Adam with how Adam was.
Yes. Yes, he wanted to see Adam utilize his creative power.
He wants to see let Adam use his power.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I can just imagine that maybe the day before, as God was walking and talking with Adam, he was explaining to him the ability that he has in this arena of his development as a God man.
Huh?
Hallelujah. Did you hear me? Did you hear me?
Yes.
As a God man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So he brought the animals. Now there's no encyclopedia.
He brought the animal. No encyclopedia, no there.
There's no Wikipedia.
No Wikipedia, no there.
To look up the animal to see what it might be.
So look the animal for see.
Hallelujah. So when this animal that had this big furry mane.
So when this big animal with ear cover.
And had these big fierce teeth.
And teeth and big beak.
This golden color of skin and fur. With a long tail. Hallelujah. He had no ability, do you understand?
He no get no power, you understand?
What? And he called it a lion.
Adam called his name, say lion.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the lion nature.
And our lion, the beast,
was created.
He came to effect.
Come on, brother Anne.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Name means nature.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So he had that ability.
If he gets the power, as I am.
Jesus said, the words that I speak,
the words that we talk,
they are what?
Waiting at them.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What are the words that
waiting
he speaks?
The word with God talk.
Hallelujah. They are spirit.
They are spirit.
And they are life.
They are life.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That means that when he speaks something.
That means the way he talks.
Hallelujah. That something that he speaks creates the energy that we call light.
Amen.
That talk when he talks.
Come on.
Got
that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, I want you to look at this word.
Now, I want you to look inside this word.
What the scripture called the word. Hallelujah. John chapter 1.
John chapter 1.
Verse 1.
Verse 1.
Hallelujah. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah.
The word be
Hallelujah.
The word be God and the word success not being God.
So the word was God and God was the word. There was no differential between the word and God because word and God were all in the same thing.
The word not being God, God not be word, difference not being there between God and the word because they're two not one and the same thing.
You're good. You're very good. Hallelujah. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Huh? Amen?
Amen.
All right. I look at this word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It says, the same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by Him.
The same thing began from the beginning with God.
Hallelujah. So God in the Word.
God inside the Word.
The Word in God.
The Word inside God.
Now is a hymn.
Now that thing they don't turn.
Now it has a personage.
It don't turn person.
It has an identity.
It don't be it unique.
Hallelujah. Yeah. It is now defined.
They don't be
it is
either.
No longer a thing.
Not a something. No
it is now a hymn.
They don't be a name now.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
It says that this hymn had the ability to create.
And at that point, there is power for making.
In fact, without him.
In fact, without him.
Without him.
Without him.
Was not anything made that was made.
Nothing make life appear for Satan.
Hallelujah. Did you hear it? Huh? Did you hear it? Did you really hear it?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
It took the ingredient of the hymn to bring forth the essential element in the aspect of the creation.
Did it take that power?
Come on, brethren. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Why do I want to sit in church?
What do you mean I want to run a church?
That does not bring the message of the potentiality that I have in God.
The message when you talk about the power where I get.
Why would I want to listen to a man who is not interested in my potential in God? And is doing everything that he can do to keep me from coming to that full potential. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And furthermore, why, if I now know of that potential,
and more so for this talk, yeah, what to make if I sabi this power that God put inside me,
I would be foolish. To settle for anything less than that potential. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! When the Bible talks about perfection, perfection is another word for maturity.
Perfection is another word.
Hallelujah. Perfection is another word for coming to the full potential.
Perfection is another word for coming to
Maya. Did you hear me?
Yes.
It is another word for coming or realizing your total capability in God. Hallelujah. 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 You know, when Jesus was walking. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He was walking as a man. But he was demonstrating the reality of the eternity that was inside of him. And the essence of that source of energy. In all of the things that he did that we call miraculous. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is the same potential. It has the same power. If you are able to comprehend and believe in the reality of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, here we have Adam walking and talking with God.
So look, Adam in the water, he in the talk with Father God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And now we are reading that the spirit of what was walking and talking with God.
And now we then read the spirit within the water and talk with
Hallelujah.
God.
Was no less than this entity or this thing that is called the Word of God.
Not a number.
Hallelujah.
What do we call God the Word?
Now listen to what he says.
Yeah, you what he says.
And in him was life.
Israel, life be there.
And the life was the light of men. Oh my goodness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we have a definition of the him.
So now they don't describe them.
Hallelujah. Brethren, you need to understand what it means to be born again.
Brother and sister, you found
Hallelujah.
It means to be born again.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have to understand the potential, the capability.
You found that
of that which is of God is encapsulated in your being.
That you in a God.
Oh, hallelujah! Hallelujah! And it goes on to say, hallelujah, that this light.
It said this light here.
Hallelujah. It says that this light was the light, verse 9, which lighteth every man who cometh into the world. Did you hear it?
You hear it?
So when you got born again,
so when you be born again,
you got the light.
You get it light by you.
Huh? That was the life.
And that light then have been the life.
That was the him.
And that light then have been the person.
That was the word.
And that person then have
that
been
was
the
with God. God in the beginning.
And I mean there for God in
the huh? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you understand what I'm saying? The potential of the aspect of what it is that you are as a believer, as a born again person. Hallelujah. You are translated out of the realm of darkness into the realm of light. Hallelujah. Now the devil does not want you to understand it. He does not want you to begin to comprehend it. He wants to keep you in the dark. Hallelujah. So he does things to your body.
So he can do things to your body.
He does things to your environment.
He do things around you every day.
He erects certain mechanics in order to keep you in that position of servitude and blindness.
He puts things in
Hallelujah.
Make you
Hallelujah! He wants to keep you ignorant. He wants to continually remind you of your mortality. He wants to continue to remind you of the lust that is in your soul. Hallelujah. Or he wants to enhance your mind by educating you. Hallelujah. So that you begin to think as an educated person. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the more educated you become in the wisdom of the world, hallelujah, the less you have in the spiritual reality of the eternity of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There was a man back in the early 1900s. I forget his name.
One man began in the early 1900s. I don't forget his name.
He could neither read nor write. But he could preach. And when he was anointed, he could read the Bible. And when he would preach, people would fall on their faces before God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That was the
1800s. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is the creative power in God.
Now the power that the way they bring things to life inside God.
But the problem is, we do not believe it.
Not that we not believe it.
Hallelujah. We are incarcerated in this shell of death. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, Paul had the revelation. He said, "Oh, wretched man that I am. Who shall deliver me from this body of death?" Hallelujah. He said, "I thank God through Jesus Christ, my Lord." Hallelujah. Do you know how Paul got delivered from his body of death? Hallelujah. He got delivered through much tribulation. He got delivered through much persecution. Hallelujah. Paul spent more time in jail than he did out of jail. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, we are not a people that are orientated to want or desire or even, say the least, like tribulation.
We're not a people yet.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
When we
begin to be tribulated, we begin to cry out to God to deliver us out of the tribulation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, there is a story in the Bible about three Hebrew children.
One story in the Bible, but the three Hebrew children.
They had been moving about as servants of God in the midst of the Babylonish government. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And one day God decided that it was time to promote them. It was time to elevate them. It was time to honor them. Hallelujah. We have no idea how agonizing it must have been for them as human beings to be taken out of their homeland. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To be deprived of their ability to have a wife and family. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Deprived of their rightful position of inheritance presence as princes.
Permit them not allow.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And yet they recognize the hand of God on their lives. Hallelujah. And they did not mumble. They did not complain. Hallelujah. They did not look for some means by which they might liberate themselves. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You say, I don't believe it was the devil that gave Nebuchadnezzar the dream.
You say, I don't believe that the devil gave.
Hallelujah. I believe it was God.
I believe in a God, yeah,
that hallelujah. Because it wasn't just a dream.
Because not to be ordinary dream.
It was a prophetic word.
Now word when you talk about waiting.
It told of the time frames.
It talked about the different
times of time that would come and go and of the kingdoms that would rise and fall.
Different time then kingdom will come.
Hallelujah. And if you do not think that God did not know what Nebuchadnezzar was going to do at the end of the day, you're mistaken.
If you think that God not be knowing thing that Nebuchadnezzar will do at the end of the day, now mistake you don't make.
In spite of Daniel's interpretation of it. In spite of Nebuchadnezzar realizing that within these four Hebrew men, there was a quality, there was something that was different.
When this king gets up there,
hallelujah.
People there.
So
he
went and he built an image. Hallelujah. And you know, you in some respects can liken that image to the society in which you live. Hallelujah. There are certain pressures upon you. Handed down in the traditional sense. With respect to the various tribes that you come out of.
By the tribe where you come out.
There are certain values that are imposed upon you because of the environment in which you live. Hallelujah. There's a certain perspective you have because of the circumstances that are around you and that have happened to you. Hallelujah. All of those things are factors in the aspect of the devil wanting you to bow down to him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not in the sense of where you see people gathered in a big idol to fall down and worship. But individually,
but one
personally, in your home, in your community, in your country, in your fellowship, all of these factors working, hallelujah, to bow down to the image of the beast. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! But God decided that these young men had done well. So he allowed Nebuchadnezzar to be stirred up and to build this image. Hallelujah. To build this image out on the plains of Shinar. Oh my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he said, at the sound of the trumpet. Hallelujah. Trumpet is always indicative of a message. Hallelujah. Revelation says that there are trumpets blowing.
Revelation talks and trumpets and the
and trumpet. One of the blowings of the trumpet and in the situation of circumstances.
And it depends on weapon and the
two. Hallelujah. There is a mark that is being marked upon man. Hallelujah. Did you hear me? The Bible calls it the mark of a beast. And brethren, don't let anybody tell you that it's something they do with the hand. Or there's something they do physically with your head. It's talking about your position and your worship. Of the elements that are over you in your environment. Hallelujah. That want to conform you to a particular way of thinking, and to bring you, as it were, into subjugation to its demand. Hallelujah. And when we are talking about the marking, we are talking about the sealing of a man's mind. Hallelujah. To where it comes to a point that it is non-reversible. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, brethren, those young men,
they're young people there.
Do you think that any of them wanted to die?
You see, say anyone can die?
Huh?
No.
I don't think so.
Me, I don't think so.
I think they wanted to live.
Me, I'm thinking they want to live.
Just as much as those that were bowing down.
Just like they want to be grieved.
Except they didn't want to live long enough to bow down. You understand what I'm saying?
And for bow down.
The bowing down was not important to living. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And they said, O King.
They said, O King.
Oh, whether we live or we die. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are not bowing down.
We
are not bowing down.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
They were just about ready to get translated. You hear me? Hallelujah.
Amen.
So they built that fire.
So they begin building fire.
Nebuchadnezzar was in a rage. He was livid with anger. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you know, he is the representation of the devil concerning you and I.
And he is a sure example of what the devil did to you and me.
With reference to this message that we are preaching to you, that we are bringing to you. Hallelujah. So he commanded that the fire be made 7 times hotter. Hallelujah. 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 Why not 6? Why not 8? Why 7? Huh? And why so specific that it's recorded in the Bible? 7 times hotter. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because 7 is the number of perfection.
Because 7 is the number of
Hallelujah. Those Hebrew children still did not know. Hallelujah. But they had decided.
They had decided.
They had decided. Whether we live, whether we die. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, brethren, what I believe personally, they had already considered themselves dead. Hallelujah. They had reconciled the fact they were dead men. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you reckon yourself dead?
You know what you said, say you don't.
Hello? Do you you reckon yourself dead?
You didn't give
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, was there a surprise waiting for them?
Oh, surprise when they wait for them.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, there was a surprise. Hallelujah. When they walked up to the fire, they were bound.
I see them in the green and cast on the fire camp.
We are encapsulated in this flesh.
We lock up inside this me.
Did you hear it?
Yeah.
Oh, wretched man that I am.
Oh, me when
who shall deliver me from this body of death? Hallelujah! Hallelujah! They bound, they truss them up. Hallelujah. Wrap that rope around them from their head to their toe. Hallelujah. The first thing that happened, even before they were thrown into the fire. Hallelujah. When they opened the door of that thing, fire came out. Hallelujah. It smote their guards. Hallelujah. Even as they were throwing them into the fire. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They were free from their captivity.
They're free from the two way hiding.
Come on. They were delivered. Hallelujah. Delivered from their humanity. Hallelujah. Do you hear it? Tribulation, first and foremost, delivered them from their humanity. Now they were ready. Now they were ready.
Now they were ready.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
For the next state.
For the next state.
For the next manifestation of God.
For the next one.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brethren, I tell you what I believe.
Brother and sister, they tell now what
I believe mean. That their position of faith in a reality of a living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Split time. Split time in eternity.
Time.
Come on.
Open and go into eternity.
Open the portal in time.
Open the
door. Oh yes, I believe it.
I believe that.
And what happened?
Waiting me.
Somebody walked right in to the fire with them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now Nebuchadnezzar was looking. Can you imagine? He probably turned. Hey, look in there. Look in there.
Look inside there. Look inside there.
Did we not just throw three men in there?
Three men that were thrown inside.
Did we not throw? They says, oh yes, King, we threw three men in there. Then why do I see four? Hallelujah. Time and eternity. Nebuchadnezzar said, it looks like a ghost. It looks like a spirit.
Time and eternity.
Is that what he said? Oh, no. Nebuchadnezzar, a heathen king, got a revelation of Jesus Christ. He said, and is not that fourth man like unto the Son of Man? Lucifer! How did Nebuchadnezzar know? How did he know? Hallelujah! A healing king! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! How did he know? The ability of creation. Open the portal of heaven. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it did not only open the portal of heaven.
That did not open the door much for God. Not every normal.
It opened the understanding of Nebuchadnezzar's mind. Did you hear me? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. No revelation comes. How about? But by the Spirit of God.
No revelation.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
So you see, brethren,
what is that?
Tribulation isn't something we should be shirking back from. Tribulation is not something we should be looking for an exit to get out of. Hallelujah! I need to tell you a little truth about tribulation.
What's not true, but voila.
In order to achieve the objective that those boys achieved,
to make you get the results when by then they've been get,
you have to be tribulated for the right reason.
Therefore, persecute you for the right reason.
Hello! Hallelujah!
Amen.
There are two altars in the tabernacle.
The tabernacle has two altars.
There are two altars.
The altar that were in are two.
There is the brazen laver. Brazen altar, I'm sorry. And there is the golden altar of incense.
The golden altar of incense.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This tribulation. Tribulation. Comes because of sin.
That first while I wouldn't meet you, not because of.
Hallelujah. Did you hear me?
It
comes because of sin.
It has come because of sin.
This altar.
That second altar.
Tribulation comes for the sake of righteousness.
That second altar, the young tribulation, it has come because you were workers.
Hallelujah. Did you hear me? There's two types of tribulation. Hallelujah. When I find myself in tribulation,
when I find myself
I have to stop and take a hard look at myself.
I have to stop and look myself good.
Hallelujah. Because if it's tribulation for sin, I am required to repent.
Because if that tribulation didn't meet me because of sin,
hallelujah.
So
if it is tribulation for righteousness, I am required.
It's not because I decide for what I'm right with God.
To lay down my life.
God wants for let a living.
Hello.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is not a sin offering.
That one day, not for offer sin.
Hallelujah.
This
is a sin offering.
The first one.
This is not a sin offering.
The second one, not to offer when you give.
Hallelujah. So I have to determine why I'm being tribulated.
So
it was Paul that says, brethren.
Now Paul 9:6, brother and sister.
I beseech you by the Spirit of God,
through the God in spirit,
that you present your body,
make you kill your body
as living sacrifices.
As sacrifice with their life.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Paul in his preaching.
Paul when he may preach.
And in his suffering.
And when he may suffer.
The times that he was shipwrecked. The time that he was bit by the poisonous snake. The time that they whipped him with a cat of nine tails. Hallelujah. The time that he suffered in prison was for the sake of righteousness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, Paul spent 14 years on the backside of the desert.
Paul spent 14 years in the desert.
I believe that during that time frame, the process of cleansing and sanctification was working in the soul of Paul. Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Amen.
And when they captured John, and they tried to kill him, the everlasting word of eternity in his soul kept his physical body alive. Hello? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Hallelujah. So they decided to put him out there on an island. Hallelujah. And brethren, that's just where God wanted him.
Brother and sister, at that place that God been yelling me for him.
So much for the loving God, huh? They boiled him in oil. Couldn't kill him. Huh? Then they isolate him out there on that rock. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But you see, God wanted him out there for a particular reason.
Well, you see, God wants for that. He did it for a particular reason.
Because God was going to translate John out of time into the future.
Which is to God being ready for change.
Come on.
From time
Revelation,
time,
the book of
time.
Revelation.
This book of Revelation.
For what time frame is it made? What time frame? John was seeing it with his eye.
John
He saw the things and he couldn't understand what they were. So he had to use examples that were something familiar to him. Hallelujah. But he was looking at modern warfare. Hallelujah. And all of the accoutrements that man has developed for that period of time.
And all the things that
Hallelujah.
Make.
Brethren,
for this thing,
we need to understand,
brother and sister, we understand
what it means to be born again.
What it means to be born again.
You must understand the potential.
You must understand the power within inside.
You must understand the capability of it.
You must know what you're able to do.
And you must do what Peter admonished the church to do.
And you must do what Peter.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me read it and I will close.
Make a read and then I will close.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I believe it's 2 Peter.
I believe yes. That it's 2 Peter.
Listen to what he says. Grace, chapter 1, 2 Peter, verse 2. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of our Jesus and of Jesus our Lord.
Let grace and peace come plenty to you as you serve God more and as you serve Jesus and when are we Lord.
According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness.
Let our power divine will not give we all which we need
Jesus.
For life and for make we walk godly with God.
Help us to hear
through
the knowledge of him that God has called us to glory and virtue. When you talk about the glory of God,
when you talk about God in glory,
you talk about the essence of God in the aspect of his creative position of authority.
You talk about the power away and who does God be? By how it brings things and makes things when I exist for exist.
I want to read you one verse.
I want to read one verse
with respect to that thought.
Concerning waiting, we talk.
Chapter 17 of John.
John 17.
And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was.
Now, glory, with the glory where we get from with you before when the world not started.
That's verse number 5.
Verse 5.
That 5 is number of ministry.
5 means ministry.
Hallelujah. Yes. Whereby, verse 4, chapter 1, 2 Peter.
2 Peter 1.
Are given unto us exceedingly great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Hallelujah. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4. Hallelujah.
Let how he don't give me big and high and important promise them, so that we will be part of in divine nature, who that it be, and we don't accept the corruption where they not the world through the world in what want.
Want, is that what you say? Lust, want.
Want.
Yes, want. We're supposed to escape the want. You know, I love this man.
I love this man, Peter.
He says, and besides this, isn't that marvelous? And look back what he just said, and he says, and besides this. Hallelujah. Amen. Giving all diligence. Who's to give it? Who's to give it? Who's responsible? What if I'm a sluggard? What if I'm a slacker? What if I'm lazy? What if I just do it part time?
What if me and I don't have enough?
What if I just do it a little bit of the time? What if I don't do it at all? I just take it for granted.
What if I just take and say, yeah, he did it for me?
Oh, I got the blood.
Oh,
I'm filled with the Holy Spirit. I'm going to heaven. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then I go out here and live like the devil.
Then I'm gonna go. I live my life like a devil king.
You know, half a devil is the same as a full devil.
If you get half a devil, now you equal to you.
It's still devil.
Devil.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Giving all diligence.
Lord, hallelujah. Corner, you forgive you all sin.
Add to your faith.
Virtue. Faith, virtue.
And it goes on. Knowledge.
And it go on, it says sense.
Temperance.
Control yourself.
Patience.
Godliness.
And from godliness. To brotherly kindness.
You for nice and kind to your brother.
Brotherly kindness.
With brotherly kindness.
Charity.
You forget love.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Hey, Brother Bert. Read 1:10 there at 2 Peter.
Yes.
2 Peter. Why don't you read it?
It says...
2 Peter 1:10.
It's 2 Peter 1:10. It says... Wherefore, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For
Hallelujah.
If you do those things, you shall never fail. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto
an
you
entrance.
Abundantly
an
into
entrance.
The everlasting kingdom of
Hallelujah.
Our Savior Jesus Christ.
Did you hear it?
this one?
An entrance.
He's going to read it.
To what?
Are you going to read it?
So, brother and sister, una give all una set for make sure to una put all una effort and everything una get for make sure to the call will go you and the elect will go don't elect you, make it be a short thing. If you do all them things there, so you no go ever fall. And it don't give me, it don't open the mouth for we,
open.
For minister, for let the ministration come to me.
Hallelujah.
Into an everlasting kingdom where now we love and Savior.
It will minister an entrance for you into eternity.
This thing will give you the mouth, the word.
Oh, God bless you.
Eternity. Life will be so
God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you.
Now.